What's going on, guys? AJ here, back again with another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. I'm doing a little bit of research here, just getting some tools together. A few times a year, I like to look into my toolkit, some of my templates, and figure out which tools need to get updated, which tools need to get rearranged, what tools need to get changed, and just what's new and out there. And I was looking through some Luma apps products, and I came across a bit of, I guess, a tip that I've always thought was very interesting. I've never personally acted on it, and I think it's something I definitely want to act on if and when I go back in house, or definitely within the work that I'm doing with Startup EX, and use that as one of the key things that I advise leaders to do. They advise leaders to create a leadership center or a blog. I think a leadership center, a leadership center and a internal podcast would probably be my go-to. And here's what they were talking about. They said, look, you know, at the end of the day, a founder should not just be someone, you know, perched at the high level of the company in their glass tower. These individuals, whether it's a COO, whether maybe it's even a manager, maybe it's an employee, maybe it's a founder, whoever has a lot of institutional knowledge, a lot of capability, a lot of skills, they should be able to just internally communicate around what makes them great, how they think, how they process information, new things that they're thinking about, new things they're learning, you know, core fundamentals about how they rose to the ranks that they are. You know, again, so for like, I'll give you a couple practical examples, right? Like if I have a CMO in my company, and I know for a fact that CMO is actively learning new SEO strategies, actively learning new ways to utilize influencer marketing, actively always figuring out ways to utilize Clubhouse, the new application, actively figuring out new ways to use some of the subscription services via Twitter that's rolling out here that could be beneficial to the company. Or the CMO rose from, you know, being a marketing assistant 6 years previous. Like, what I want that individual to do is I want them to have a leadership center. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's once a quarter. Maybe it's once a week where they get on a podcast internally that gets pushed and streamlined out to either their direct department or just at the macro level of the company overall. And they're just talking about new things that they're learning. Again, all those examples I just gave, how they think about Clubhouse, how they're thinking about the new company email newsletter revenue generating part of the business that's coming here soon. You know, how they got to where they are now. You know, who do they need to meet? What did they learn behind the scenes? What did they do? Like, I believe it is incredibly important for the company overall to just consistently start sharing information around internally so everyone can upskill, everyone can grow, everyone can be more knowledgeable. I just think that's a really good idea for the business. And then an employee experience perspective, what I really like about this concept and what I really like about this idea is I've always been a fan of divulging the secrets and the roadmap of one's success to the person underneath of them. So what I mean by that is, you know, kind of going into like the old school nature of like your predecessors and like, you know, like your father or your grandfather. Like, I think it's always a really great idea to say, hey, son, hey, daughter, hey, grandfather, hey, granddaughter. Like, you know, here's what I did to be able to get where I'm at. Here's the people I talked to. Here's the trials and tribulations I went through. Here are the things that I read. Here are the things that I studied. Here's the way that I framed things. Here, I just think those roadmaps are so key and so valuable. And so at the employee experience level, why I think this is valuable is if you can divulge and unpack those roadmaps for your employees. Again, if you're a CMO, maybe you're ahead of people. Maybe you're ahead of recruiting. Maybe you're ahead of IT. Maybe you're the CTO, whatever it's going to be. If you can divulge those very detailed, tangible roadmaps in a very creative medium like a podcast, what you inevitably will do long term is you'll motivate, you'll inspire, you will educate the employees you have underneath of you. I believe every great company looks like this. Ego is removed, and I want the person underneath me to have my job, to force me to have my job, right? Because at the end of the day, if I'm doing what I need to do to get better, I should be progressing as well. And I believe every great culture figures out a way to contextually design roles that fit everyone's strengths. So there's never going to be a moment where someone's taking someone's spot, someone's not making what they want to make financially, someone's not being in the spot that they want to be in. There's always room to grow. There's enough food on the table for everyone to eat if we all just remove ego and remember that this is not just about us individually with our careers. This is about the brand. But even at the individual level, even at the individual employee experience level, everyone loves to learn. Everyone loves to grow. And a leadership center, a podcast, a medium, a way for leaders and exceptional employees to share resources, share information, share frameworks, share perspectives at a consistent level to inspire those that maybe are beneath them, to inspire those that maybe they work with. That can just do wonders for the company at a macro, and that can do wonders for individual employees, because that can start to create mentorship loops, that can start to create other relationships to happen, and at a very minimum, that can just start to create individuals that are a little bit more curious, a little bit more driven, a little bit more dedicated, a little bit more intentional, and that's always a really, really good idea. For someone, because that just shows you that they actually care about the brand, they're more engaged with the brand now, and they probably stick around a little bit longer knowing that they can pick up some breadcrumbs along the way. So I really like this. This is a really great reminder and something I'm really going to start to be a little bit more intentional about to put in. So hopefully you guys found value in this, and that's it.